Merry Christmas. I am so glad you're all here this morning. To brave the cold and to be out here and to be in His presence, I hope it warms you up as it warms me up. I love this time of the year. I hope you do too. You know, it's easy to focus on what is negative in this world, isn't it? I have found in my world and even in within me, I have more of a critical eye than a positive eye. I have more of an opportunity to see what somebody does wrong than find what is right in them. I will tell you, during this time, it is really hard for me. And it's not because of me. It's because I understand this time of the season really makes me refocus on why we celebrate this time. And it helps me understand and see the positive of where God is leading and how He's changed people and how He loves people and He's got us to be a part of that. I'm excited about it. I'm overjoyed in that. And I hope today that if you feel like your tank on all these things, like hope, peace, love, joy, if your tank is low, my hope is during this season that the best gift to replenish that is Jesus Christ. To seek Him out, to restore you. Because in all those avenues, in all those areas of our life, He replenishes all those. He helps us see the world as He sees it. He helps us to understand the world the way He understands it. He calls us to love the world the way He loves it. You know, we look at Scripture and we understand and we celebrate and we understand what the crucifixion means to us. It covers our blood. It covers us with His blood so our sins are not held against us. But during this time, we look at the manger and understand what it meant for God to become one of us. It's also one of the first sacrifices that God has ever done for us. He became us to know us, to live with us, to show us the way. This is the ultimate gift of this season. And I hope you know that. I was thinking about gifts as I was writing this sermon. I was thinking about what it looked like to get gifts. And if I were to ask the question, what's the best gift you've ever received? Now, some of you might be able to just click that off right then. Oh, this is that gift. And I kudos to you. I sat in my office trying to write this sermon and go, what is the best gift I've ever received? Now, I can tell you what the worst gift I've ever received. I can tell you the funniest gift I've ever received. I can tell you maybe last year's gift. I can tell you what I've gotten this year, right? I can tell you the year that my grandpa thought it would be funny to wrap up one of his own socks, not a pair, just one of his own socks, and all the grandkids didn't get it, just me. Don't feel awful. I probably deserved it, all right? Like, I can tell you that, but I can't tell you specifically, if I sat down and was like, this is the best gift, because it's contextual in that moment. Growing up as a teenager, I got my grandpa's .22 rifle when he was a kid. That's special, right? But especially in that moment in a 16-year-old hand. And it was cold that winter. Do you think it bothered me? I went outside and shot that thing. It was fun. It was memorable. It was a hand-me-down from my grandfather to me with his sock, right? I can tell you years of gifts. Even I can tell you more of, like, traditions. I love my Alexander side of tradition. We would just, the whole family, when it was a big family, we would get together, and we wouldn't have specifically gifts for anybody. We would just come with, like, probably 50 gifts, right, that we found in our house or like in the dollar store and put it all together, and the grandkids got to number them off. And it got to a point, it was like in the 200s, right? And then we just sat and opened up, we drew numbers, and we got those gifts, and then we would just trade them amongst each other. I loved it. There was no gift that I can go, man, I am so glad I still have that. Like, the best gift I had was Jurassic Park on VHS. I don't have that anymore, right? But I remember that. You know what I remember the most is the time being with my family, time just having laughs and fun. I love, as a family now, we get like some kind of game. We get something that we get to play with during that week of just being together as a family. I love that. And then we don't touch it ever again. Right? You, me, no? I love that. It's worth the money. It's all good. I love it. And this year we got bumper cars, little RC bumper cars, and we just hit each other with it. Right? Love it. It's so much fun. Will we play with it in a month? Probably not. Right? But a gift. I started thinking about the thought process of gift. And gift is such a unique thought process. And the original thought is, I'm going to get a gift for somebody, and I'm going to buy this with intentionality. So intentionality means I need to know you personally. I need to know that what you like and what you don't like. It might go with some kind of story that will relate to your relationship with somebody. One of the best gifts I've ever given in my life was to my wife, who was at that time just a girlfriend. It was for Valentine's. It wasn't even Christmas. And I was not that romantic kind of person, but it worked out, right? Our first date was the worst date ever. You can talk to her. She'll tell you the real story. I'll tell you my version. But I wanted to end the date early, and she says, I'm not going to go back. Yeah, I'll be a loser. And I was like, what do you want to do then? Can I drive your car? Because I don't have a car. I was like, okay. So she just drove us around town. She's like, it was awesome, right? Now it's too expensive to do that. Back then, not so much, right? But at Valentine's, when we got serious and I was really falling in love with this lady, and I thought, all right, she doesn't have a car here, so I bought her a remote control car for Valentine's so she had something to drive around, right? She definitely doesn't have that still. But I put effort into that one, right? I can even tell you the card I got. It had nothing to do with Valentine's. It was St. Patrick's card. I wanted her to know what she was getting into, right? But I remember that because of the moment that I was having with her, right? I was intentional with my gift. I was intentional with why I was giving it, right? The other aspect of gift that a lot of us don't understand and have a hard time comprehending is when I give something to somebody, I don't expect anything in return. It's a gift. Gift doesn't come with strings. It doesn't come with what's mine now? You need to reciprocate this, right? No, gift is something I thought about, I put investment in, and I give willingly to that person, and it's theirs forever, right? No strings. That's really difficult in relationships. Am I right? Can you imagine if you expect your teenagers just to go out and buy you gifts and you have nothing under the tree for them? Are you cool with that, teens? Would you like that for a Christmas? That your whole gift that I'm giving you is to go and get me gifts. Maybe I'm coming up with something new. All right, new traditions. I like it. No, we have a tendency to think, okay, I'm going to give you a gift, and I'm hoping you got me a gift, and I'm going to evaluate that gift by how much time you spent in thinking about it, and I'm going to go, oh, you didn't do a good job this year. I really don't care for those coasters, right? But that's not what it's about. It's the heart of the gift that's being given. And I start thinking about this day and what it symbolizes and what it really means for us. In Luke 22, you have the Last Supper scene, right? And Jesus is standing or sitting at that table, and he had just told one, like the group, hey, one of you are going to betray me. It's a weird dinner. Not a fun dinner at that moment, right? And then he stands up and he does the communion. We have the bread and we have the wine, and he breaks those and he says these words, in remembrance of me, you eat this and take this. And it symbolizes his body being broken for us. It symbolizes his blood being spilt for us. If you were here last night, you got to partake in that. Right? And I will tell you, one of my New Year's resolutions will be, as a church, we do this more often. We take communion more often as a church. Right? I really want to do that this year. But why I say that is because in this season, in this season, we as a culture, as a church, I think we need to realize what we are doing this in remembrance of. We do this in remembrance of the first and original gift of this season, a little baby that was born to us. So much that an angels came to announce his presence, that they shone on shepherds that had nothing to do with him in that moment. And they're like, okay, we need to know. And it had to be overwhelming. The shepherds were in fear of their life, of what's going on here. We have angels, and you could just probably, nighttime turned to daytime in this moment. The presence of God's angels were there, and they were announcing, hey, my son is being born. First off, I want you to know, this is, if you're a dad, if you're a wife, if you're a mom, I'm sorry, man, you want to announce when you're the birth of your kids. It's exciting. It's joyful. You want everybody to look at this. They can do no wrong till they're older, right? But they have the joy of your life, and they also scare you to death all at one time, and you have the shepherds being told by God the Father of his Son, Jesus Christ, being let him know, my son is born. Go and celebrate. Go see. And in that moment, it went from being terrified to being joyful. And man, we got to go check this out. And they left their sheep. They left their flock. They left what they were tending to that night because they were so excited about this news. They were so excited to see this baby. They understood that the Messiah was born. The Messiah, God is with us. The Emmanuel was born. And they went and saw him. And they told the story to other people. This is what I love about the shepherds. They heard this announcement, right? They got the gift of hearing the news. And they didn't just hold it in. They shared it with mom and dad. Hey, guess what we saw? And this is exactly what they told us would happen. That would be weird today. If somebody went into the hospital, hey, I want you to know, God spoke to me and he showed me this baby. And then you're like, wow, this is the news. Right? And the news is getting out because God is invested in you. And then they go away from that moment, and what do? They don't just go back to work. They go and tell everybody they come into. And it's joyful news. This gift, this day that they celebrated is news that they could not contain. It changed them from this point on, right? I'm going to ask you, and this is something for you to listen to. This is something rhetorical. I want you to ask yourself, the gift that was given to you, a salvation through Jesus Christ, are you overwhelmed by it, that you can't contain it, that you need to let everybody know, my Lord is my Savior. On this day, Christmas means more than just than Christmas trees. I'll put up Christmas trees, but I put them up because of what this day symbolizes. Jesus was born and showed us how to live, gave us hope in a hopeless world, gave us joy when we're sad and depressed, gave us love and peace. Those things alone people will die for. And God sent his son to give it freely to us. To give it freely to us. He's packing him up all in this little baby. And this is what's awesome about this story too. Like the scholars of the Old Testament, even the Pharisees at that time, they knew a Messiah would be coming. They had an idea of how he would come, and he would come as this massive king, and they would get their land back, and they would have their power, and they would sit above everybody, and God would back them. And he would rule with an iron fist. And God sends a baby, humble, in a manger at night. Vulnerable to everything, needing our help, needing our service, needing us during this time. And that's how our Messiah came. He came as one of us. He loved as one of us. He showed us how to live a life that is godly. He showed us what it can mean to be a life without sin. He showed us how to love our neighbors. He showed us how not to be judgmental. He showed us how to be so caring and kind. In all those things, he wraps up and goes, hey, I give you this gift. And we see in John 3:16, I so loved you that I gave you my son. That whoever believes will have eternal life. What a gift. What a gift. And so I started thinking about how we, in everything we do, the early church was intentional about everything they did. They put almost to the, over the top about every action they did. Okay, why are we doing this for God? We're making dinner tonight. Why are we doing this for God? We're going out. What are we doing this for God? How am I working? I'm doing this for God, right? And it's just everything, and everything they were doing as a church. It was like, we got to, and it got to a point where like, okay, we come here for God. I would love for us as a church, as followers of Jesus, to understand, hey, man, I want my life to be in remembrance of what God has done in my life, the gift that he has given me, the gift that he continues to give, that gift that never ends, the gift that he doesn't require back, he just gives so freely. Are you allowing that gift to rule your life? Are you allowing that gift to reign in you? Are you allowing that gift to be one of hope, one of joy, one of peace, one of love? Are you allowing those gifts that God has resided through Jesus Christ to rule in your life? Are you seeing the world through his eyes? Because it's a gift to see it through his eyes. It's a gift to love a world that is so unlovable today. It's a gift to not have a critical spirit, but one of joy. Trust me on that. It is easy. It is easy for me to switch right back into that negative. Okay, man, everybody's a jerk. But the gift that God gives me, when I have that and it's unwrapped in me and I live this life in remembrance of what he did for me, I see people through him. And I want to tell you, it's so much better. Whether they're having a bad day or not, whether they're treating me horrible or not, if I see them through God's eyes, if I see them through Jesus Christ, oh, it's so much easier because it's him doing the work. It's him loving them. It's him that's full of that's filling me up with joy, and nobody can steal it. Do you believe that? You believe that? Because it needs to be believed. It needs to be understood that believing in Jesus means that not just that Jesus came and he died for his sins, it means he can transform us today and tomorrow. And he can forgive me of my past, and they're wiped clean. That's the gift that he continues to give. That's the gift that he continues. And so when I think about what it means for us today in remembrance of opening every gift, I hope and I pray that every gift, if you've already opened gifts, whether or not, whether you're giving a gift, whether you're still needing ripe gifts, that is given in remembrance of the original gift and what that means for us. I hope it overwhelms you. I hope you know that God is with you today. That he wants you to feel his joy. He wants you to know peace. He wants you to know there's hope. He wants you to know you're loved. There's nothing better than that. I want you to know, when I was thinking about what's the best gift I ever received, and this might sound cheesy because it's coming from a pastor, but it is the moment I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. He gave me a gift of new life. He gave me a gift of understanding the past wrongs are not held against me. He gave the gift in learning how to love people that I hated before. He gave me the gift of understanding how to forgive because I am forgiven. He's given me this gift, and it continues to give, and I continue to say yes or no to that gift. And I will tell you, the times that I say no are the times that my life feels like a desert. The times that I say no to his gift that he has given me, the times that I want to be hurtful and hateful, and the times that I hold on to the depression, the times that I hold on to the despair of life, and I watch news, and I go, there's no hope in this world. Those are the times my tank of joy, hope, love, and peace are wiped out. What's awesome is that even though I might have thrown the gift of our Savior to the side for the frustrations of this world, that gift is freely being given and wiped off and going, please take. This is yours. I love you. And it's like new to me. And it's offered to you in the same way. So today, this is what I'm asking. For the next year, for the next lifetime, to understand that this gift, we do it in remembrance of our Savior that was born on we celebrate during this time. He was born near this time. We understand it. That's why we celebrate this. And it means eternal love, eternal hope, eternal joy, eternal peace for the rest of my life. Nothing else can quench that. There may be moments that I can look back at my history and go, that was one awesome moment. But I'm going to tell you, only Christ can satisfy that eternally. Only Christ can satisfy that for the rest of my life and beyond. Only Christ can satisfy that. So this year, if you haven't opened gifts, I challenge you, do it in remembrance of this, of what Jesus did, what God did for us through his Son. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this morning. Thank you for this moment to be together, Lord. Lord, I thank you that you have given your gift of your Son. I pray that if anybody has not partake in this gift, if it's not real to them this morning, that you show yourself to them, that they unwrap it and they feel the life just breathing into them, that they understand what Emmanuel means, that you are with us. Help us see the world the way you see it. Lord, today, I pray the gift of your Son is real in our lives. I pray that it changes us for all eternity. I pray that it is life-giving. I pray this gift is one that we cannot hold within, that we are like the shepherds and we go out to everybody and we're ready to give this gift to everybody that comes across our path. May we be excited to announce the birth of Jesus Christ in our life. May we be excited to announce how you've changed us and how you love us and how you've called us. Lord, today, may this be significant in that we do it in remembrance of you being born and becoming one of us. May that be real in our lives. We give you all the praise today. Amen. Church, stand with me. And today, if you've not opened a gift already, if you have, do it in remembrance of what today signifies. The best gift ever was given to you during this time. That he offers salvation through his Son. May you know that and believe.